USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After President Trump canceled plans for Sunday talks at Camp David, the Afghan president speaks out. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Taliban took responsibility for a suicide attack a few days ago that killed an American soldier, leading President Trump to cancel the talks. Then Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani called on the Taliban to stop the violence and engage with the Trump administration. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California questions whether we should be talking with the Taliban.
I don't want to lose any more of our troops over there. But the bottom line is, then, you know, if we want to leave, then just leave.
Nunes spoke on Fox News.
On CBS, former Defense Secretary James Mattis says we can't trust them.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.